What's up, Z-Pack? It's your boy, ZDuggMD. Check it out. I did a show recently on the Apple Watch. I did it live, a sort of rambling response, my first draft response to Apple's announcement that the new Apple Watch contains a built-in FDA-approved over-the-counter EKG monitor, where if you put your finger on the little dial, the other electrode is on the skin, you get a one-lead EKG that can, according to the algorithm and Apple marketing, diagnose atrial fibrillation, which is an irregular heart rate. Now, at the time I talked about the pros and cons of this, I want to get just briefly into that again in a bite-sized, shareable way. Here's the danger of this device. There are probably tons of people, especially younger people, who would buy an Apple Watch who would find out through the screening that they have intermittent atrial fibrillation. In other words, short runs of this or whatever. And the device, if it's sensitive enough, will pick this up. Now, in the real world, we would never, ever even find this because people don't have symptoms. Their oxygen levels are fine. Their blood pressure is fine. And it goes away. And it may be that a lot of the population maybe has some element of this. Now, what happens when you put a watch on that screens for this? Well, now people are alerted to it, which means they either get panicked, they start to stress, it creates anxiety, they call 911, they clog up emergency response, or they go to the doctor. At which point now, medical legally, because we don't have enough data to say, oh, we can just ignore this, we need to kind of look at it, and we're worried that we're going to get sued if we don't. And we're paid to do things to people in a fee-for-service system, what's going to happen? They're going to get an echo. They're going to get tested. Different things are going to happen. They may end up with blood tests. They may end up going down a path that causes harm, as well as expense, as well as anxiety. Whereas if they never knew about it, it might be that nothing ever would have happened. So this is the downside of what they call over-screening. It leads to over-testing, which leads to over-diagnosis, which leads to over-interventionalizing and potentially harm. In many cases, less is more. So the concern with this device is, yes, we are empowering patients. Yes, we may be catching things that could be dangerous and threatening and that need to be treated, particularly in patients that are older, that have risk factors, et cetera. But in the broader population, screening for atrial fibrillation may cause more harm than it prevents. And so it's worth actually talking about this and looking at it. Now, my hope is that Apple acquires a whole lot of data from this device, and then we can crunch that data using algorithms and artificial intelligence to go, okay, these are the patients for whom we need to follow this up on because it ends up leading to trouble. And these are the patients for whom we can say, this is not an issue for you. But until we can do that, we're really playing the dice with our system, with people's health, with people's mental health, when we use a device like an Apple Watch to diagnose things like atrial fibrillation. Now, when it's diagnosing falls, which is another thing it's claiming to be able to do, a hard fall, well, that's a different subject and we can talk about that another time. But when it comes to atrial fibrillation, the dangers are overdiagnosis, overscreening, overtesting, false positives that then gum up our medical system even more, generate costs, gum up our emergency response system, and gum up our minds when patients start to freak out. We're all about patient empowerment, but it has to be with an evidence base that says that this is going to be useful. My hope is it evolves over time, and it is. I'm optimistic, but I want you guys to know that before we jump on this bandwagon, this could have serious downside risk, and this is true across medicine of any screening test. All right, guys, hit share. If you haven't subscribed to the show yet and become a Super PAC supporter for $4.99, do it. Do you know why? Here's a secret. Pretty soon, we're going to try to offer CME credits for free using videos for subscribers only, and CME and CEU for nurses, doctors, etc. So that might be a really good use of your hospital's CME budget to subscribe to our show, get cool exclusive content, help us do what we do, which is give you guys a voice and have a movement, and also get CME. So if that's interesting to you, leave a comment below, hit share, and we out. Peace.